Americans, us, we're borrowing a near record level of money right now. According to a new analysis from the loan comparison website LendingTree, by the end of this year, U.S. consumer debt could reach a record $4 trillion. Or another way to put it, our debt is equal to more than a quarter, over 25% of our annual income. That's up from 22% in 2010. Robin Farzad hosts the podcast Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. And what kind of debt are we talking about? What are people borrowing money for?
Well, the percentage of non-housing debt is actually higher than what was clocked in the early to mid-2000s. Auto loans and credit card debt specifically, they're growing at more than 7% a year. And that's more than three times the growth rate of mortgage debt.
And how does this compare to, you know, debt we may have taken on?
Well, consumers, they now owe, you know, about 26% of their income on debt. That compares to 22% 8 years ago. And there was that awful trauma of 08 and 09. You know, we talk about that a lot, people needing to rebuild their household balance sheets. By 2013, however, that shell shock was largely forgotten, and you again saw a big increase in consumer debt. So not coincidentally, the Federal Reserve had its pedal to the metal, very tiny interest rates, and that goose demand for all sorts of credit, corporate, mom and pop, auto, junk, prime, 0% financing, that stuff.
So is that what is going on here, or is there something else? Because the unemployment rate is 3.9%. This is the lowest it's been in nearly 20 years. So people are working. What, you know, they would seem to have money in their pocket. Why else the debt?
You know, I'm thinking back to my high school history teacher, Professor Fass. He taught us about how Alexander Hamilton, the first Treasury Secretary, he preached the importance of debt to economic growth and continuity. I mean, debt is desirable and essential when used properly. You want healthy credit markets that are actually, you know, backstopped by actual earnings, whether you're an individual or a company. It becomes problematic, Robin, when you over-rely on debt just to make ends meet. So you're pretty much promising future earnings to pay for everyday expenses or just dead-end assets today.
Yeah, I'm not – but with what I'm about to say, I'm not blaming President Trump for the debt. But I'm wondering, we're being told that we have more money in our pocket, that we got more money back, that, you know, there's more money floating around. I know when I think I have a little bit more, I spend more. Do you think there's some of that?
Well, look, if we look at credit card delinquency numbers right now, which is a very good indicator, it's pretty low at about 2.4%, and there are no big signs of distress. But, you know, you talked about that $4 trillion debt load number at the top. As we get closer to that, there's a parallel risk of distress somewhere, especially if you get a recession or interest rate shock for the first time in a while. And there's one stat. I saw Justin Fox of Bloomberg posted this on Twitter. He said 4 in 10 adults, if faced with an unexpected expense of $400, would either not be able to cover it or would cover it by selling something or borrowing money. That's still perilous.
Yeah, people, we should be having money for the events, the crisis we don't expect. Look, the Fed's expected to continue raising interest rates this year. Means people are going to have to pay higher rates. It's going to get more expensive.
Yeah, it does. But you also expect with economic growth to be able to tolerate higher rates because after all, if the economy crashes, we need to be able to have a rate level that we could slash interest rates from. So it's always treacherous at these times. It's quiet before things get messy.
Yeah, it's a higher rate on your debt as well. Robin Farzad hosts the podcast Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.